Hello and welcome to the recording for the children in Ignite for today, Sunday, the 25th of July. Gosh, time is certainly moving on. I hope you're okay. I hope you're doing well. And today I have an interesting country for us to think about. It is, so for 5 points, this country is in East Asia and it's located in the New Pacific Ocean. Okay, for 4 points, it has, where are we? Oh no, for 4 points, the trains in this country are so punctual. They are the most punctual in the world. And the average delay is about 18 seconds, only 18 seconds, which is amazing. For 3 points, the number 4 is very unlucky in this country. It's considered to be very unlucky. For 2 points, this country sits on 3 tectonic plates, which when you do a bit more geography, you will understand that a little bit more. And that's where this is way, way, way down deep under the earth. And 3 tectonic plates meet under this country. So that means they get a lot of earthquakes. And for 1 point, the capital of this country is Tokyo. Did you guess that I was thinking of Japan, who are hosting the Olympics this year? There's so many interesting things about Japan. Japan is made up of 4 main islands and 4,000 smaller islands. And it has 4 parts out of 5. So only one fifth of the country is not covered by mountains. And another interesting fact about Japan is that it's the only country that has a reigning emperor. Yeah, there's an emperor who actually has power in Japan. And what else did I find out about Japan? It is the second largest economy in the world. The traditional meal that they eat on Christmas Eve is KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I thought, wow, really, really good. So that's it about Japan. So, and of course they're hosting the Olympics, which, they're a bit difficult this year. But, because of all that Japan goes through, they have 1,000 earthquakes a year, and they have 200 volcanoes, and of those, 60 volcanoes are active. I thought that was quite a lot of interesting geographical facts about Japan. So, if we now look at the miracle we are talking about today, it is the miracle where Jesus cures a demon-possessed man. It's very, very short, this one. But the good thing about the Bible and the things that we can learn from it is that even when something is very, very short, like today's passage, which has only got one verse, we can still learn quite a lot from it. So hold on tight, because although it will be quite a short session today, it is still very, very interesting what we can learn from God's word. So this reading comes from Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. pardon me. The Bible said, "Then they brought Jesus, a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see." That's it. That's the whole passage we're reading today. And it just really did make me think about a lot of things. Okay, apart from the fact that this demon-possessed man and this demon possession made him blind and mute. So sometimes there are things in our lives that control us, or they control our physical bodies and they control the way we behave, or they restrict us in some way or the other. Sometimes it could be ourselves. We could be stopping ourselves from doing things or making ourselves feel a certain way. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize we're doing it, but like, some, when you talk to people, they might say things like, I always do this, or this is how I feel, and that's just me, or this is how I behave, or I have this illness or that sickness, and that makes me behave in a certain way. And it is good to realize that about yourself. But once you realize it, we have to understand that we don't have to stay that way. Just like this man who had this condition with the demon possession, he didn't have to stay that way. There was a way out. And thankfully, there were people that brought him to Jesus. And when they brought him to Jesus, it was in the faith that Jesus could do something about it. And he did. And Jesus can do the same for us. If we have got something that is stopping us from living a good life or doing things, then we can ask Jesus to help us, and he will. He will do it. And sometimes our friends might stop us from doing things or make us behave in a certain way. And once we realize that, we have to do something about it. If we are surrounding ourselves with people that do not really help us, then we need to, you know, to be careful and to make sure that we're not with those people. So that we can grow and be better. You know, we should always strive to be better people and to be people that will do well, and people that want to be better than what they were last year or whatever. Because now that we're in school holidays, people will be trying to look forward to the next year of whatever class you're going into. I know some of you will be going to high school. Some of you might be moving from infant school into a junior school. Whatever state you're going into, you want to be better. So make sure that you surround yourself with people that will help you to do that. And it's good to think about these things every now and again and to think what we can do. Sometimes parents will restrict you. Parents will stop you doing some things. And most of the time, I know that they do it for your good. They do it to help you out. But every now and again, you might find a situation where your parents are stopping you from doing something you really want to do, or something that you believe might be a good thing. The best thing you can do really is to talk to your parents or to talk to an adult who will help you through that situation, who will help you to understand why your parents might not agree 100% with what you want to do, and why they are putting those restrictions in place. And most of the time, once we understand what is going on, then it's easy. And we can, you know, we can either get on with our parents and go along with whatever restrictions they've put on us, or we can explain to them what our objections are. I'm not saying that it'll always work. But if parents understand where we're coming from, it just makes it better. I always appreciate when I see that my children have thought things through, and they've thought through whatever I'm asking them to do. If they have a good argument, then I'm more than happy to listen to that. Even if at the end of the day, I might still say, well, yeah, but you're still going to do what I'm asking you to do. But at least it helps me to understand that they are thinking about things, and they're being mature and acting like older kids. So it's always good to speak to people and communicate your ideas as well. And sometimes society will stop us from doing things, or it might prevent us from things that the things that we have, that we can do. You know, there was a time when it was thought that only boys really were going to do well at sports or football. And now we know that that's not the case. So there are some changes in society now that are very much to people's benefit. But sometimes some society's ideas might restrict you from from doing something. Like they might think that a certain profession is only for boys or a certain profession is only for girls. So you have to try to change those ideas, and so that they do not restrict you and stop you from being the person that God wants you to be. And sometimes we have resources that might stop us. If we don't have enough money or we don't have the facilities that we need to do stuff. I know of people, sometimes they've moved into the area and they were playing drums before, and now their drum teacher is far away and they don't know where to go to get drum lessons and stuff. So we really just need to to try and see what we can do about those, how we can find another way. Maybe you could try and find something that doesn't use money. Yeah, so things like that, really. And one of the things we can always do is we can ask God to help us. We can ask God to help us. Just like we saw in the story where we had this man coming and Jesus helped him and Jesus did things to make things better for him. So God can do the same for us. God loves us, and the Bible tells us that he is not a respecter of persons. And what that means is that what God does for one person, he can and he will do for you, because he doesn't have favorites. So whatever he does for one person, then he will do for the others. So we just have to keep asking him to show us the different ways that he can help us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible tells us that all things are possible for the person who believes in God. And that's amazing, to think that whatever the help you might need or whatever things you might feel you need that you don't have right now, you can have them if you believe God for them. If you have enough faith and you believe God, you can have those things. You know, I'm just going to leave you with that, because we can have sometimes, as I said, things that try to stop us from doing the things that we like or the things that we need to do. And then Jesus can help us to do that. And all things are possible if we have faith and we believe in God. Right. Well, do take care. And I'll see you next time. I hope you enjoy watching some of the Olympics. God bless you. Bye.